Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
As we balance the joy of the Christmas season with a constant barrage of negative news regarding terrorism, immigration, the world economy, and regional wars, I thought it might be time for some good news. As we reported back in May, Montana became the 43rd state to adopt school choice. Tax credit scholarships were a first step, albeit small, toward letting every Montana student attend the school that fits them best, including, importantly, private religious schools. The law would provide tax credits for private contributions made to private scholarship granting organizations. No public dollars would be used. It looked like a win for everyone, mostly kids who were in danger of dropping out. Then, the Montana Department of Revenue arrived on the scene. In writing the administrative rules for the new law, their first act was to exclude private religious schools, effectively cutting off access to 95% of the private schools in the state, and in doing so, acting in direct defiance of the Montana legislature. As justification for its actions, the department cited the Blaine Amendment in Montana's Constitution, which states that public dollars may not be appropriated either directly or indirectly to private religious schools. The problem is, the courts have ruled that tax credits are not public dollars because they are not dollars that ever entered the public coffers. When the rules were released, those opposed to school choice cheered. They thought the new law had been nullified, but not so fast. The first shot across the bow for our side came in the form of an opinion issued by Attorney General Tim Fox, who told the Department of Revenue that if they persisted in excluding religious schools, then their actions would be, quote, not defensible, end quote. The opinion, written by Dale Schoengert, the Solicitor General, then went on to cite a long list of relevant case law that showed the Department of Revenue that its actions were unconstitutional. In effect, the Attorney General was telling the Department of Revenue, if you get sued, you're on your own. The second shot across the bow came from the Montana legislature itself when a poll of House and Senate members overwhelmingly said that the Department of Revenue defied the legislature's intent when it excluded private religious schools. The poll itself cannot stop the implementation of the proposed rules, but is considered prima facie evidence of executive overreach should the issue ever go to court. Which brings us to the third shot across the bow. This week, within hours of the Department of Revenue making the proposed rules final, a lawsuit was filed on behalf of three Kalispell students. It was filed by the Institute for Justice, considered by many to be the legal powerhouse in the area of school choice because of their multiple wins at the U.S. Supreme Court. And leading that team as local counsel is none other than Montana's former U.S. Attorney, Bill Mercer. In addition to the state lawsuit, the Pacific Legal Foundation has indicated that they will file a case in federal court. PLF is also a force to be reckoned with several wins at the U.S. Supreme Court, which takes us back to the Attorney General's opinion, which basically said to the Department of Revenue, if you get sued, you're on your own. It'll be interesting to watch this case play out, but in the end, we're confident that kids will win and Montana will be the 43rd state where kids can find their perfect educational fit. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.